Hello everyone, I hope you are doing great. Welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, May. Today we are going to be talking about the future of schooling. To predict what education might look like in the future, it's important to understand the purpose of education today. I think the aim of education is for helping students better understand their own personalities, interests, abilities to develop their key skills. And the skills needed for the future in order to become a productive member of society. However, in many places in the world, this is not the case. And education seems to be mostly focused on passing exams. This system is stressful, and I still have nightmares about my own experience, even I'm more than 30 years old. It also results in many students not knowing what they really want, choosing the wrong fields of study at university, and not using the skills they have learned once in employment. In 2005, the late American novelist David Foster Wallace gave a speech at Kenyon University saying, "Learning to think, choose, have faith, and freedom is the purpose of education, and the ability to achieve happiness." I hope that future education can be humanistic for each individual student. So now, let's think about some specific dreams for the future of education. The first one, skills and competencies. Tony Wagner from Harvard University proposed that future graduates should possess four key skills. The first one, communication, critical thinking, collaboration, and problem solving. I think we should focus on developing teamwork and be adaptable enough to work with people with different ideals and beliefs, even from different countries around the world. We should integrate cross-disciplinary resources to create more opportunities, as this can lead to a growth mindset, which in turn leads to divergent thinking, and divergent thinking being the basic of creativity, and then innovation. For example, I have a tourism background, and I combine my teaching experience to create a summer camp in Taiwan for foreign students. The second one, learning environment. Even though the real classroom is still a better environment to establish positive relationship with the students, using the virtual classroom to support distance learning is more and more important, as it can break down barriers such as isolation. We also saw how important this was during the pandemic. However, in the future, we might choose to learn by distance, not out of necessity, but because it has proven to be an equal to face-to-face learning. The third one, teaching methods. The method of differentiation is to meet the needs of students and doing what is best for them. Teachers who effectively apply differentiation operate from a clear sense that the classroom should model a world in which learning is rewarding. This reminded me of when I separated the students with low learning ability into different groups and called them little helpers, as they can earn double points when they answer questions. During the process, all of the students help each other and see themselves as part of a community that values and supports its members as they work toward the common goal of continuous progress for all. One way that this could be achieved is through technology, software that automatically directs students to relevant learning resources. Based on the scores or results they received could be an effective way to differentiate students and help teachers who are often overworked and do not have time to do so otherwise. In the end, let's think about what is most important for student learning, growth, and development. The World Economic Forum report predicts that by 2025, half of the world's jobs will be replaced by new technology and machines. When everything might change overnight, facing this unknown, We need to think, what are the future needs when a computer is comparable to the human brain? Actually, the future environment is transitioning from knowledge to a creative economy, and half of the world's jobs are being replaced by new technologies and machines. Moreover, for teachers who truly have a growth mindset, they need to embrace technology. However, I also think a lot of teachers are scared of it. This is something I have been trying to do over the last year. Finally, this is one of my favorite quotes by Montessori. Education is to inspire life, to enrich life, to help the children with their own strength to survive, and to help them develop their mind. The fundamental aim of education should be to guide the social process of learning to inspire, excite, and motivate students to want to learn and make students feel accountable for doing the work of learning. Thank you for your listening. This is May, and I wish you have a good day.